Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Joe O, Sammy P with you, BetMGM Network. Our buddy Andy Molitor here at Andy MSFW over on X, director of content for BetSperts, and you hear him on the Daily Deep Dive podcast. Andy, during our segment on Monday Night Football, trying to come up with some sort of angles, we basically spent 15 minutes talking about why we will not be watching this game. Will you be watching Thursday Night Football? Are you interested on any level?
It's funny, like when it first came up with me and Drew, and we were looking at the lines, I think Monday morning, you know, looking at openers, and the first thing out of my mouth was like, hey, remember that time, like 15 years ago when these two teams played and it rained a lot and it was 3-0? Like, the most interesting thing about this game was a different game that happened 15 years ago. So, the Monday night game is bad. The Thursday night game's bad. The week. It's funny too because I'm so looking forward to next week. There's a few good games, but man, this is a tough stretch here with like what 5 double digit favorites this week, and you know, teams starting to kind of wind down for the year, planning on which of these. You know, we just had the top 100 golf courses come out. You know, teams are probably looking at that, figuring out where they're going to play in the offseason.
I was looking at a Mike Evans touchdown prop at $1.75, but then Joe's counter very fairly was, is he cooked? ? And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. But I remember him, you know, earlier this season, plus 130, plus 140. So everything is relative. I saw $1.75 and thought I could get there on Evans. Maybe.
Is he for sure? And granted, I'm guessing you're not going to put this in, or if you bet this, it'll completely cancel out if he doesn't play. But are we sure he's playing? Is that like known news at this point? I felt like it was very touch and go yesterday where they activated him. They activated him in McMillan, but it doesn't mean that they're going to have to play. I think some of that is just the timing of, hey, we got to bring him off eventually here. So it feels like if there was a team that was going to push the issue with something like this, they're kind of in a spot where they might need to get some of these guys back, make sure you win this. It's still the Falcons and Kirk Cousins is bad, but man, you need these games because your lead has kind of gone to the wayside here after week six. We were talking like Baker's in the MVP conversation. Yeah, mm-hmm. Is he?
Here we are. 4-1, Joe. 4-1 at that time for MVP.
That's right.
Was it that low? Oof.
Yeah. He was like third. He was third favorite. I remember. Yeah, I certainly recall that. It'd be a wild to look at the top five names at that point, though, when it was Baker. But you're right, Andy. Overall, not a lot of great games this week, but we do have a few. AFC East could be one. New England has the opportunity to end it right here against Buffalo. Bills, a 1-point road favorite What are you thinking with this rematch?
Yeah, I don't know if some people are really taking into account the fact that, you know, this is a game that we've played already and that one of these teams already won it. But Drew and I both looked at this and kind of agreed New England should be favored here. I have to agree. Agree. Portnoy, he was mad when he saw this line. Disrespect. Winning 10 games in a row. And
he's been mad a lot lately. Underdog, but
he's been mad a lot lately. Don't overstate.
Did he want to murder the bookmaker or what?
Within your means, so you don't get that upset. So I tend to agree. I actually have I don't have great numbers for the Bills defensively. You know, they don't have a ton of weapons that have been meaningful additions to, you know, the tight end room. Josh Allen's a god at some points, and he can absolutely take over a game. But they were going to lose that game if it weren't for a really big turnover kind of at the right time last week, and that would have put him in a really tough spot. So, and it's funny, in the long run, we looked at this, hey, this is a coin flip game. You should probably take the plus money. It's not huge plus money, but then kind of digging into this, both defenses and where I'm at with these teams right now and how the offenses can move the ball in a game like this, this is an over. This is an over game, and ended up playing that over yesterday. So I can't make good cases for either defense right now against these this teams. Once you end up with your tight end room healthy again in Buffalo, it's not going to be as dire as it was there for a couple weeks. And I think that's
so. I'm guessing you're not going to like my case for the Bills to win the whole thing at 9-1. Then I mean, I look at a path without Burrow, probably without Mahomes. Chiefs are -800 to miss, and Lamar is hurt or stinks or both. Like if you would have told me that back in August, Andy, I would have been piling up 750 on Buffalo, but now I can do 9-1, 850. Do you not like that idea, or do you just think it's more of a Bills defensive line issue?
So, I mean, I think New England should be favored here. I think they should be favored by like 1.5 points, and they're at home, which is to say these two teams are very similar because home field is, you know, maybe 2 points if you want to get aggressive for the most part. So getting a 9-1, while I think that the Patriots should be favored here, like I said, it's probably still just a coin flippy game. And to your point, the AFC isn't terribly strong right now. Are we going to be big believers in the New England team? I know that, you know, for years and years and years, this team went to the playoffs and had experience, and that's burrowed into the back of your head. But this is a different regime. And, you know, I guess, you know, Vrabel's been around the block too, but It's asking a lot from a young man like this to go do it in the playoffs. It's a whole different animal. The same kind of thing goes for Bo Nix. Are we going to trust that team? And like you said, Burrow's going to be out. Lamar is definitely broken in more way than one. And the AFC does seem kind of wide open. It's a big number for, you know, a team that has plenty of playoff experience. The coach, the quarterback, most of the rest of the team, if they can get things together, that's a pretty big number for – there's no strong runaway favorite in the AFC, in my opinion, so I don't hate it.
Right. There's a lot of ifs there, too, and Joe and I have talked about this for a couple of days, but to me, I think it's this simple. The only guy that's beaten them in the playoffs is Mahomes. He's the kryptonite, and they're -800 to miss. So if he's out of the way, nobody scares me, man. Nobody.
No, and it's funny because Buffalo is my top-rated in my power ratings right now. Buffalo is my top-rated AFC team, just a titch above New England. And, again, New England is close enough where I think at home they should be a small favorite. And, in the, like I said, in the long run, we opted to stay away from the coin flippy thing and just take the over.
Okay, there you
Hopefully
go.
It's a good game. Hopefully this should be the best one of the weekend, I think.
All right, with Andy Mulder here on BetSweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Here's another one that's probably pretty good. You just mentioned big picture-wise, do we trust Bo Nix? Do we trust Bo Nix as a home dog this weekend going against Green Bay? A lot of people look at the Packers' offense as being the best in football. They're a 2 to 2.5 point road favorite. Maybe a teaser there? I don't know. What are you thinking when it comes to this matchup?
You know, it's funny because I didn't think of that on the air yesterday. We talked about liking Denver a little in the spot, despite being down on Nix. It's an amazing defense, and that's just strength on strength. Love's been great. MVP-level play from him a couple times. Maybe got a little lucky versus the Bears. That could have been a coin-flippy game. That could have been a loss if the Bears stay you know, completely healthy in their secondary, but they got the win. They've been getting the wins. And yeah, Denver defense versus the Packers offense is an amazing strength on strength matchup this weekend. I'm not thinking it should be this big of a favorite. This is a tough place to go play at this time of the year, but it's not as if this is some indoor team having to go play out in the elements. You know, we're not saying, oh, Goff has to go to Denver. You know, Love does play outside. So it's not as much of an advantage there, but if this did get to a three, I would be lumping onto Denver. I don't know that the market's going to push it that far. I like where your head's at, though, Joe. I get teaser shy after some bad results early in the season. And yeah, Denver in that range being the home team, +2.5. The total isn't very high, which is also decent for teasers. It lends itself to less variance. Getting Denver out to +8.5 and then maybe mixing that with, oh, I don't know, something gross like the Saints +8.5. There's probably better options than that. Honestly, really another gross? Another teaser leg would probably be Bears. You take the Bears from 7.5 down to 1.5.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was repulsed when he brought this up yesterday. But then I thought about it. I'm like, well, the total's 38. Maybe it's not a bad idea to tease the Raiders up to 17.5.
I will be on record, and I watched him play a little, and I don't know that I'm impressed with Kenny Pickett, but Geno Smith has been so bad. There's not a lot of people I could put in there and say this is a downgrade. I honestly I'm on record that it's a mild upgrade, if not a neutral, which is not usually the case for going to the backup quarterback. And it does seem like it's going to be Pickett. So, I mean, buyer beware there, because the Raiders just might not score at all. The Eagles have some cracks, though, with some, you know, some offensive line and defensive line issues and some missing pieces. They haven't been the same old Eagles. That's a lot of points. Get weird with it if you have to. You can do the old 10-point sweep. You got all these huge favorites. I threw together one of those 10-point sweetheart teasers where it's like you're getting 10 points on 5 teams and it still plays like +150 or something awful. How does this lose, though? Which we always find out how it loses. And it's always somebody.
I don't know that you had this in the wide range of outcomes for McCarthy and the Vikings this year, but you tell me where you're at. I mean, it's clearly worst case scenario, and now we're 5.5-point dogs at Dallas. Dallas is hanging on to very slim chances to make the postseason. They're probably done as well. But what do you think about this number here, especially after what happened last week to the Vikes?
Yeah, that was if you take the last 2 weeks of Minnesota Vikings football, they are 2-0. If you just use a kind of an aggregate score, they're outscoring their opponents, whatever 30, whatever it turned out to be. That was something. 31-0. I don't think I was expecting. I thought they might have a chance to win, but the market was in love with Washington and just got their hand slammed in the door. My take on Minnesota was always if McCarthy can be 80% of Darnold, which didn't feel like a big lift because it's Sam Darnold. This team's going to the postseason. It has a good defensive coordinator, Justin Jefferson, and a bunch of other pieces. Offensive line issues, the defense, a few injuries and regression, and the fact that he stinks for the most part. It was the other end of that spectrum. Was if he's bad, this is a bad team. And not only has he been bad, but he's missed some games and go through the Carson Wentz and Brosmer experience. Neither of those was great. So Dallas, more to play for here, but boy, that's a big number as well. I think I was pretty close to this number. I didn't want to bet this game because Dallas has been very hit or miss for me. And then Minnesota, God knows what we're going to get. I think probably obviously a worser game for McCarthy. You can't expect great games or even decent games out of him when he's not playing the Washington defense. But anybody who bet Dallas last week probably got their hand burned on the stove a little because the what was the narrative going in? Dallas' defense, Overshown's back. This is a different defense, and you know it's been a little hit or miss on that front, depending on who they're playing. So, what was the final score? 44 points against the Detroit offense. There, I don't think the defense is all the way fixed.
No, it's not. I have not consumed this week's deep dive yet. I will do that later today. And for those that don't, I don't know why you don't, between Drew and Andy breaking down the NFL games. Any other game that we haven't touched on that you guys kind of warmed to?
Kind of betting the big favorites and not caring. We looked at the trends a little on this. We looked, hey, the big favorites cover more at the end of the year when teams start to tank a little or care less. Some of it is just going to be matchups and how teams have played against big dogs and seeing how Seattle lumped on against Atlanta, seeing how they played against Minnesota, which I thought that was a pretty good performance by the Minnesota defense, even though they gave up 26. They gave up a lot of field goals. I did lay it with Seattle. I don't care which of the three quarterbacks is out there. If it's if it's Riley Leonard on a bum knee, if it's Phillip Rivers riding his mobility scooter out to midfield, I mean, it's not a big difference between the three. This is a huge downgrade from healthy Daniel Jones. The defense was never top notch. Now they're down a couple corners. Seattle's the best defense in the league. Maybe it's really close between them and Denver right now. Houston right there as well. Like they could pitch another shutout, and they haven't shown a penchant for slowing down when they get the ball late. Like, so Seattle probably wins by 21 plus in this. So I laid it. Drew laid it with Houston. He's not scared to lay a big number against another team. Arizona has nobody left. They're super injured. Their injury list looks like the credits at the end of a movie. So it's another one where, hey, the defense could probably just shut this team out. And it's looked a lot better right now with Stroud. So we laid some big favorites this week. Not scared.
Andy, only 15 seconds left. I can't believe Dart's still the second favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Both of us holding those tickets. Need a big performance this week out of him. Do we get it in an easy matchup?
Yeah, it's a bad defense. You saw, I just mentioned, what did McCarthy do? Dart's got at least that in the bag. That's all I want from that game. Can't bet that game because I need Dart to have a good week. Let's
totally
go.
Totally with you, 100%.
Luke can have an embarrassing drop. McMillan to have an embarrassing drop. Let's get those on red zone too. Oh no, could have been a touchdown. I'm all thumbs today.
No, that's tonight. That's tonight. Get it out of the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Dart goes off. That'll be good. Andy Molitor, Deep Dive Podcast. Make sure you check it out and BetSports as well. Thank you, Andy. Always appreciate you hopping on. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats. We'll talk some college football playoff on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.